Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ruth Sherman back on the show. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an authority recognized around the world on, as an authority on speech and interpersonal communication. Her own company is called Ruth Sherman Associates. It's an executive coaching and training firm. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, which is my goal in life, but it's not working out so well for me. And she's our good friend Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Really happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Ruth. This is as you know, Ruth. I've been around a long time. I mean, I started my career with a Bic pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter. And carbon paper. And so,
hey Jim, I'm not far behind you.
So I remember my mentors. I remember the leaders who were my mentors back in those days, and all the years along the way. And then I became a leader, and then I'm trying to help leaders. And I don't think I've ever seen a more frenetic time for leaders. I don't think I've ever seen a time when being a leader and pulling it off effectively has ever been more complicated. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. And not only that, Jim, but with the recession having taken such a big toll, we've got a lot of corporate escapees, let's call them that,
yeah.
Corporate escapees, like you and me, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were once corporate escapees,
89,
right?
I started
or maybe
business,
we
yeah.
are just continued corporate escapees, right?
Mm-hmm.
But corporate escapees who have decided now that their best future lies in their ability to lead their own business.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to find ways to utilize all of the technologies out there and yet not forget that there are some really good, old-fashioned, tried-and-true ways to reach people, to reach their public, to reach their customers and clients that a lot of younger people and a lot of corporate employees seem to have forgotten.
One of the things I like what you said just now, and the way I try to put that in a nutshell is old rules, meaning fundamentals, old rules with the new tools.
Oh, I love that, Jim. That is great. That should be the title of your next book. I hope that it is.
That's all I need is another book to work on.
I know what you mean about that.
But I agree. My point is, it sounds intuitive when you say it, but pulling it off is not easy.
It's not easy because, as you said in your intro, everybody's pulled in so many different directions. But what has happened, I think, with technology is that we've been seduced by it. We've been seduced into believing, and this is what goes to great marketing by the technology companies, by the way, which is their job,
mm-hmm.
right? It's their mm-hmm. job to market and sell their software and make sure that we all use it and buy it, and et cetera, and upgrade it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that we've been seduced into believing that these technologies are efficient and effective ways to reach our clients and customers. And in fact, there is nothing more efficient and effective than meeting with your client face to face, having mm-hmm. a conversation, building a relationship. Simply no substitute for it. Never has been, never will be.
Well, I remind people that something that must have been in the thoughts of John Nesbitt when he said 30 years ago that the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. My point is, face to face is the original social media.
Face to face is the original social media. It's the best social media. Pick up the phone and call if you can't be face to face. Now that has its own. That's fraught with its own
yep.
issues right now because people are not even checking voicemail anymore. They don't even check voicemail. They just mm-hmm. get it on the caller ID. They see who called. and whether or not they're going to call that person.
So we've got all this. We've got all this stuff going on, trying to lead our businesses with customers, trying to lead our employees, trying to work with vendors with new possibilities. It's a tough time for leaders right now, isn't it?
It's extraordinarily difficult. But the ones who are successful are going to, again, rise above that clutter. They're going to understand these, what did you call it,
old rules and new tools.
Old rules and new tools, thanks. They're going to understand this. And if they don't understand it intuitively, or if they haven't been coached in it or mentored in it, they are going to be reading the right books or talking to people like you and me to find out what it is that they need to do to, again, stand out in this crowd.
Don't get very far away from the fundamentals, folks. The fundamentals are always going to be correct. But there are other new tools that will help you leverage those fundamentals. And finding that balance, that's the key. And we're going to get Ruth to help us with that as we continue our visit. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ruth Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.